Today is Sunday, September 4th, 2016, and this
guy's wise, he's powerful. This is like hitting the holy grail for plenty of young women. They're in Vegas and he's her jackpot.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 567.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. Happy holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The holiday varies depending on
how dumb you are.
Who you believe on Twitter. I'm taking a break from mocking corporate accounts that say Happy Memorial Day in order to record a podcast. This will be just as fun, I predict.
Okay.
All right. Lots of things to talk about this weekend. I'm excited. I'm in the Vegas frame of mind.
Are you?
Meaning that I've been drinking since noon.
Oh, okay.
As have you. And I think we're ready to party.
I think we have been partying.
All right. So, let's start out with a couple updates on the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, our big event coming up in October. Many people on Twitter who are planning on going have reminded me we are now within pre-VIMF Vegas Lent. It's coming up quickly. It's mm-hmm. going to be a great time, October 14th through 16th at the D Las Vegas and Golden Gate. We're going to be having a lot of fun. We're going to be doing our podcast live. We're going to have a bunch of other events. Some have been announced, some have not. Let's get caught up on a couple new things that have been announced since we last spoke. One, there's an event on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. This is new. I'm not entirely sure what it entails.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Nerdcore Pool Club and swap meet.
And you'll be wearing a Speedo?
I will not. I would like to put everyone at ease and let them know I will not be swimming or in any way revealing anything about myself physically they do not wish to witness, other than my legs, which they all see anyway because I wear shorts all the time. But I'm sure some people will be donning inappropriate swimwear.
Will the Borat suit make an appearance?
Oh, let's hope not. The part about this that I'm... Oh, so the description of this that our good friends Chuck Monster and Hunter put on the official agenda at VegasInternetMafia.com is that this is a day club, VIMF style, part Caddyshack and part Antiques Roadshow. So you can't... At VIMF, we don't just do anything straightforward.
Normal.
It has to be... There has to be something weird about it. So let's take, you know, a pool party and make it into a PBS show. Antiques Roadshow. So there will also apparently be live panel discussions and DJ sets. That should be interesting. So
will Nick Hissom be there?
Hmm?
Will Nick Hissom be there?
Nick Hissom?
Yeah.
Let's hope not.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm really excited about the swap meet part of this because I've got plenty of casino collectibles that I would be all too happy to... It's not that I want to part with them necessarily, mm-hmm. but if I can upgrade my collection...
I could thin my herd a little bit.
It's not even so much about thinning. I'm curious how this is going to work, and maybe we'll get clarification. I may be having our friends Hunter and Chuck Monster on the show soon. And I'm curious now, the swap meet thing. So is it like garage sale where you price things?
Or do you trade?
Or is it trade? See, I'd like the idea of trading, where like I've got some stuff, and by the end of the day, I'd like to have better stuff, and I trade throughout the day, trade up, or throughout the event.
So you start with a paperclip and end up with a house?
Yeah, that whole thing. Except for a paperclip with the El Cortez logo on it, and then a house with the Wynn Las Vegas logo on it, so that they're Las Vegas collectibles. So we'll see how that works. It's going to be a good time. I look forward to it. That is 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, the 15th of October. Later on that day, we are going to be having the main event, which the event where we will be doing our podcast live, as will our friends from Vegas Gang. Our friend Dr. Dave will be doing something informative, entertaining, fun, funny, probably telling some poop stories or something, as Dr. Dave will do.
When has he done that?
Last year, didn't he? Wasn't there some?
Oh, yes.
Last year there was something. Threw me off a little bit. And then, of course, Vegas Tripping Match Game, which is always hilarious and entertaining. So that's all going to be happening. We're changing the schedule up this year. That's going to be at 9 p.m. on Saturday. So if you're a previous VIMF attendee and you're used to the afternoon main event, we're shaking things up. We're having it at night. Prime time, baby. That's going to be nutty. It's more time beforehand in order to inebriate oneself, as some of us are want to do. So that'll be entertaining. And then it's not over with the main events, even though that's going to run till almost midnight. Oh, no, 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 no. It's midnight in Las Vegas. So much more to do. There's going to be something happening immediately after the main event that is not being announced until at the main event. Some sort of activity, some sort of fun around midnight on Saturday. All I can tell you is that you're going to want to be there for this. So don't leave the main event early, because you'll get details, I'm guessing, toward the end. And then we will be off elsewhere to do fun things. So stick around. It's going to be a long, fun, entertaining night. VegasInternetMafia.com is the place to go for the updated schedule. There are more events to be announced in addition to those we've discussed this week and in the past few weeks. You can also follow the VIMF account on Twitter at VIMFP. I'm very excited to see many, many of you. We're going to have a big turnout. Oh, the booster thing we talked about last week was a huge success. Sold out in mere minutes. And thank you to everybody for supporting the event through that and allowing our friends Hunter and Chuck Monster to hire some help so they can enjoy themselves a little bit more at the event. And so that, you know, it just continues to run smoothly and gets bigger and better. And it's going to be a great time. And you're going to want to make sure to get to the main event plenty early to line up if you're not a booster, because I think we're going to fill the room this year. We've come very, very close in previous years, and I think we might get to the point this year where the doors are shut and no more people can get inside. So make sure and line up early. Okay, with that, let's talk about Vegas news. We've got a ton of stuff to cover this week, running the gamut from hotel casino news to restaurants to shows to all that fun stuff we'd like to talk about. So let's start with Aelon. This is a potential resort on the Las Vegas Strip that has not, it's been kind of announced. There hasn't been a groundbreaking, so to speak, but there's been a little bit of activity and a lot of wringing of the hands over this. You know, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And there have been a lot of rumors in recent weeks that the project is dead. As a result of that, Andrew Pascal, who's one of the big shots, actually, he was at one of our other events. He was at
in April,
which is like a mini VIMF. And he addressed some of the rumors in the past week with the Review Journal as well as with Vegas Tripping, and explained that the project is not dead. They are still working on lining up financing. We'll talk about that in a second. And they have enough money to continue through 2017 to continue trying to line up financing, and nothing necessarily has to happen until then. At that point, they would probably have to pull the plug. But as of right now, the project is still live. They just have slowed things down a little bit. I'm trying to figure out where I stand on this, whether I think, you know, 5 years from now, will there be an Aelon on the North Strip? Do you have any thoughts? Do you have any vibes on this? Any?
I don't. I'm in a watch and see.
I'd like to think, because I really want to see development down there, I'd like to think this is going to happen. But I don't know. I don't know. The whole financing thing, obviously you can't build unless you have the money. And right now they don't have the money. I hope they can come up with it. There's some big names behind it. But you just don't know with these things. Now, of course, we didn't think that SLS was going to happen. They did things all wacky in terms of how things usually get done in Las Vegas, and yet they managed to open the place. It's not doing great financially necessarily, but they pulled it off and they opened it. So I don't know. That's what's, I think if SLS...
I want this to happen because I'm intrigued, because it's going to be something different and interesting.
Yeah. if SLS hadn't happened, I'd probably be very confident saying this is not going to happen. If you don't have financing by now, blah, blah, blah. But I'm second guessing my instincts on these things since mm-hmm. since that.
And the quality of the people involved. They've there's got some a really proven good track record.
Now, and you know what? I've been thinking about that a lot, too. You're right. There's some really there's reputable people involved. But there have been reputable people involved in some of the past projects that have failed.
Hmm.
So, you know, like, well, Fontainebleau, that had what was it?
Glenn Schaefer?
Glenn Schaefer. I almost said Craig Schaefer. Wasn't Craig Schaefer a teen actor in the 80s?
Yes, he was.
No, this is Glenn Schaefer from the Mandalay Bay development. I love that guy. I love the guy. I loved interviews with that guy because he did have that. He had that, where do people talk like this? Anyway, and that project obviously fell through. And
apparently on that side of the room.
I don't wish I talked like that.
I don't wish you talked like that.
That'd be creepy.
We would have a problem.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, sometimes they have reputable people on board and yet things still don't work out. So I don't know. I hope so. I'm wavering a little bit. But again, Vegas Tripping reminds us they never had an official groundbreaking. They haven't really announced anything officially, very little. Most of the information that's come out has been leaked. So really at this point, they bought a chunk of land. At some point, they're going to hopefully do something with it. I don't know. I hope it works out. I don't know. We're in wait and see mode, and Resorts World, in the meantime, continues to fire up its social media machine. They posted a photo of some electrical cables and some more parking garage all photos. Right. So they at least have a social media person working. They've hired presumably a PR firm to take a few pictures and post something once or twice a week on Twitter. So that's something. I think that'll be, I get the feeling from that they're going to be speeding things up soon. So, all right. So we'll see what happens with Alon. In the meantime, let's talk about some other properties on the strip, namely Cosmopolitan. I love that place.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a good time. Enjoy staying there. Love the rooms. They're adding some new rooms to Cosmopolitan. We've discussed over the past year or so how the new ownership is making some changes at Cosmo. And they're sinking some more money into the property. They're also making more money, which is good to see. And one of the things they're going to do is finish off the top several floors of the property, which had not been finished off when it opened. And they're going to be putting in a handful of new penthouse suites. And they announced some of the details this week. And I'm interested in this. And then I remember that we're never going to be able to stay in any of these suites. And then I'm less interested.
I was like, oh, this is cool. Oh, wait, I can't afford that.
Yeah, I mean, Cosmo's expensive anyway. And then you think about hopefully one of our friends will book a room there at some point.
Uh-huh. I'm
looking at you, Mikey. And we'll get a chance to see what these things look like firsthand. But the Boulevard Penthouse Suites, as they're calling them, will be opening, it sounds like, the end of this year and early next year. They're going to be between 2,000 and 5,000 square feet each, and I believe there are about 20 or 21 of them. So if you are, if you got some money, you'll want to stay in a nice, new, big-ass suite. There's going to be some new rooms coming online at Cosmopolitan for you to check out. If anybody gets to stay in these rooms, we'd love reviews of them.
Yes, definitely.
Always interesting to hear about the experience in fancy schmancy rooms. And I really ruined the perception of the Boulevard Suites by referring to them as fancy schmancy.
Way to go.
Please remind me to never use that term again.
Don't use that term
again.
Thank
you. I will try my best. All right. Since we're talking about Cosmo, let's talk about a little outrage.
This week,
rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
All right, what are people upset about this week? It is Cosmopolitan related. As you know, some of the bars at Cosmopolitan will, they'll comp you drinks if you're playing video poker at the bar, but it's not done willy-nilly by the bartenders, you know, at their will, at their...
How about not saying willy-nilly again either?
I was just going to say, please, fancy schmancy's off the list, willy-nilly's off the list.
Just stop hyphenating.
Please punch me in the head next time I say something anywhere close to either of those
terms.
Are you sure? Have at it, especially if it's part of the show. So yeah, normally you sit down, you play video poker, you put your money in, you start playing, and the bartenders will serve you up drinks whenever they're empty. Now at Cosmopolitan, at a couple of the bars, they will give you your first drink when you put the money in, but then they won't give you additional drinks until a voucher comes out of the machine and you exchange the voucher for your drink. And we've seen this at some other properties as well. MGM has been experimenting with this at some of their properties, some of their bars. Well,
cheap bastards.
At Cosmo, they started with Bond, and now they added this at Chandelier Level 1 when they reopened that. And according to a Review Journal article this week from Doug Elfman, they're going to be rolling out the same system at all of their other video poker bars sometime in the very near future. So,
no!
I'm guessing the next one will be Q Bar, and that may change names because it's being renovated right now, and it doesn't really make sense to call it Q Bar because the original concept of people lining up there for the club never happened. But they have video poker there, and most likely that's going to have the vouchers when it reopens. And then, of course, the loungy area that used to be Book and Stage, which is now called Click or Clique, if you prefer, that has a few video poker machines. I would imagine they'll put them in there as well. The thing that seems weird to me is that they didn't implement this at the sports book when it first opened, because that's a new bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they already had it at Bond. I wonder why they held off. Obviously, it's if they're planning on putting it in everywhere, that's going to be coming, but why wouldn't they have just done that to start with? Kind of a weird move, but it'll likely be coming there as well. Now, people who have used this system have said it's really not all that bad. It's not like you have to wait an hour if you're playing, you know, quarter video poker at a normal pace. It's typically every 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And unless you're pounding drinks, it's not that cumbersome. I get the concept of it isn't all that appealing. I'd much rather have my bartenders be able to just take care of it whenever they're empty, but... Mm-hmm. We'll have to see how it is in practice, and then over time, if it gets tightened up, obviously, it'll be a cause for concern. But I personally love Cosmo, and I'm probably not going to flee the property as a result of this. But I know some people on the Facebook group have said, fuck this, I'm not playing there anymore. So, I don't know whether or not it will hurt them, but I don't know. Do you think you'll have any less likelihood to hang out at Cosmo?
It depends. We always go there. We always gravitate there, even if we're staying downtown.
And the thing is, even if we're not playing a video, it's like even if we're not playing a video poker, we end up dumping money on drinks. We pay for them at Vesper, so
right or Chandelier.
I don't know. I suspect I'll still probably play there, even though I'm not a huge fan of this system. I'd much rather have it be, you know, the typical thing where the bartenders can use their discretion, but. It sounds like they're trying to weed out some of the people who will scam the system by sitting down, putting $20 in, getting a drink, getting up and leaving after playing one hand or not at all. So I get that, and I really don't blame them. But again, I'm hoping it doesn't continue to be tightened up, which it probably will. That's generally this, you know, things start one way and then they progressively get tighter and tighter. And so I guess I don't blame the people who are upset about it, but. I'm not going to head for Z Hills quite yet.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of video poker bars, there's a new sports book bar along with a new sports book at the Cal downtown California. They've been doing some great work there, as we've discussed in the past couple months. And that opened in the last few days. As a result of that, one of their old bars, Main Street Bar, is now closed. That was a smaller bar kind of in the same area where the new sports book is on the first floor. And they also have the new Hollow Hollow Bar, the Happy Bar.
The Happy Bar.
Which is a lot of fun. And they have a bar upstairs called Dave's Bar that's still open. I don't know if they're planning on renovating that, but I guess they have reduced hours. It's kind of just during busy times or as it's needed. The sports book looks really nice. I saw some photos online and looks great. And I like what they're doing at the Cal. I'm glad that Boyd Gaming is putting some money into their downtown properties. It's about time.
Yeah. The renovations so far look very nice.
Yeah, I know. Like when we walked through there, we hung out a little bit there and a little bit at Main Street Station. They haven't really done much in Main Street, but that place is so cool anyway. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't want them to renovate that.
Not substantially.
The casino part. Yeah.
But I like what they're doing. I hope that the room renovations are equally mm-hmm. nice and that maybe it becomes an option. I would consider staying there if the room quality is decent,
yeah.
you know, and newer. So I look forward to seeing what else they have. They also have a restaurant called Aloha Specialties because they do cater to the Hawaiian audience. And
even
that
though it's called the Cal.
Yeah, and that has been closed for a while. That has reopened again following a complete renovation. So they have a nice new shiny restaurant space for Aloha Specialties as well. I know we have many listeners who are big fans of their oxtail soup. You can now once again return to Aloha Specialties and enjoy your soup.
You were going to try that the last time we were there.
I've been going to try that the last couple times, and it just hasn't worked out. So one of these times, oh, I think last time I was, and then I saw, it's not like it's, I kind of expected, oh, it's going to be like $6-7 for a bowl of soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $15 or $16, I think.
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know, I just, maybe it was 13. I don't know what it was exactly. But
you were daunted by the price.
If it was under 10, I'd be likely to go in, because then I'm just like, oh, I'll probably have a couple spoonfuls, I'll be good to go, but, because I'm not going to set aside a full meal for that. I just want to try it. Under the assumption that I'm going to come away from it going, yeah, it's soup. maybe my mind will be turned around and I'll realize that it's the greatest thing ever, but I still can't help but think it's just soup. Hmm. And soup is lower on the, if you look at like your levels of food quality, like steak, you know, a good steak dinner is up high mm-hmm. on the list. Soup for me.
Does soup count as a meal?
This is an episode of Seinfeld. I think that's been covered. No, yes. Soup is not a meal. It's just soup. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that soup will be elevated on my hierarchy of foods to anything above soup. Anyway, if you want some soup, you can go to California. Since we're talking about downtown, let's discuss another downtown property, which is gone. Le Bayou closed a while ago. You may recall that the previous owners of Le Bayou, along with the Glitter Gulch Strip Club and Mermaids, sold those properties. They closed them down. They sold them to, well, first they sold them and then they closed them down. They sold them to Derek Stevens, who owns the D in Golden Gate, and shut the properties down. And Le Bayou has already been torn down. It came down this week. I did not realize this was going to happen. So I didn't even realize it was going to be torn down.
Right.
I thought maybe they would just, I don't know what I thought, but the assumption is it's going to become, that land will become part of Golden Gate. It's right next door. It's not that big. They'll add on to Golden Gate, extend the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the logical plan. I believe yep. that's what's going to happen.
The Golden Gate Casino is pretty small.
It is. I like it's Golden cozy. Gate, so I like they're going to add on yeah. and make it a little bit bigger. But I didn't know if they were just going to knock out a wall and extend it, or if who knows how they're going to do this. There was an alley in between Le Bayou and Golden Gate, and that's owned by the city. So there still has. I haven't seen anything on the city agendas, which I look at once in a while, the planning commission and all that stuff, the city council, they have to presumably approve an ownership change in order for that to be used as part of Golden Gate, which to the best of my knowledge has not happened. But Le Bayou is gone. So whatever they end up doing as far as an extension of Golden Gate will be new construction. So, you know, and that probably makes sense when I think about it now. It probably makes sense to just build a new walls and a new roof and be done with it. I don't know if they'll go up any higher than the first floor. I don't know if that would make sense because there are rooms on that side for Golden Gate. So
mm-hmm.
unless they did something to make those rooms bigger, I'm not sure I don't know how that would work with the layout, but.
What happened to the football drink inventory?
all the plastic cups that Mermaids and Le Bayou still had.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they sold them off at rock bottom prices. There are certainly plenty of bars on Fremont Street that still sell football drinks. I don't know. Do they usually have the, I've never actually bought a football drink, nor have you, I believe.
No, I have not.
Unless you've snuck off at some point when I'm doing something. No. Okay.
No.
I don't know if they typically have the casino logo imprinted on it or not. I have a feeling that at Le Bayou and Mermaids, they probably didn't.
No.
Even if somewhere like,
buy it in bulk.
Yeah. Somebody like Four Queens and Binion's might, but. I don't think those places did. So I'm guessing they sold them off. But who knows? It was funny seeing the picture of the half torn down Le Bayou. And apparently they had some sort of office on the second floor. And there was still a bulletin board on the wall, like half the building is gone. You see a bulletin board on the wall with things pinned to it. Like, no, like, oh, those waitresses aren't going to be able to access their schedules that are tacked up there. So anyway, that's gone. And we will see what happens and how quickly it happens as far as Golden Gate adding on to its casino property. Since we're talking downtown, let's talk about a few new shows. There's, if you want to see stand-up comedy in your downtown Las Vegas, you can do that now. There is a, I think, you know what, there's probably been stand-up. I'm sure there's been plenty of stand-up. I think Four Queens had some had a stand-up comedy club for a while at some point. And I'm sure there have been others. These comedy clubs move around. Like, I see the same names, but they shift casinos, which is kind of odd. You would think as a comedy club would have a physical location, and that's where it would be. But mm-hmm. it's more of whoever's running it, and they take their brand and move it to another casino whenever they see fit. There's one called Jokesters, and that was previously at Windows at Bally's, which doesn't seem to hold on to anything for very long. It has moved to the D Showroom on Fremont Street. So if you want to see stand-up comedy, you can do so at the D nightly at 10:30 p.m. Tickets are $30 and $40. It will presumably not be performing on October 15th because we will be in the room, and it would be really weird for us to be doing our podcast while somebody funnier than us is doing their stand-up comedy. Although I don't know who, what kind of comics they have. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be some sort of comedy off and we could see if we're funnier than the professionals. I'm guessing not. We could try. What is the deal with soup?
So that's, you'll be the jokester that night.
That's true. What else do we have? Plaza has a new show, and we talked about it a few weeks ago. I have to take a sip of my beverage. Please excuse me. Mm-hmm. All right. We talked about this before it was officially announced. It's called One Epic Night. And at that point, we thought it was just these guys, Jarrett and Raja. But there are additional acts as part of One Epic Night. Apparently, the whole deal with this show is that it's going to feature performers from America's Got Talent, American Idol, and The Voice. And I think they might periodically change the acts. So right now, they have, in addition to Jarrett and Raja, who I believe are like hosting the thing, they have James Durbin, who was a contestant on American Idol, and then two contestants from The Voice, Megan Ruger and Will Champlin. I'm not familiar with any of them.
I'm not either.
But if you're a fan of
their work,
yeah, televised talent competitions, and you watch those shows, you'll probably know who they are. The show is Saturday through Wednesday, 7 p.m. Some Saturdays they're doing a 5:30 show. I guess that's probably maybe when the Shintas are using the showroom later on. And tickets are $60 and up, so we'll see. I know they're trying to figure out if this type of show can do well downtown. I don't know how long it'll last. We'll see, but I think those shows have a pretty good, you know, pretty big viewer base. I would think that mm-hmm. maybe they would do okay. Hard to say.
I think it depends on the popularity of the contestants or former contestants that they can get into.
Yeah, we kind of quit. We never really watched The Voice or America's Got Talent, but
in
American Idol, we quit that quite a while ago, and that's not even on anymore, is it?
No.
Yeah. So I'm not, for some reason, the name James Durbin is moderately familiar, but I don't know if he was, I think he was on one of the later seasons we weren't watching. It's kind of those, you know how sometimes, probably because they have give updates on American Idol on the news, like it's some legitimate story.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where I picked up on that, but I have no idea if he's any good or not. So that is at Plaza. You can check that out if you want. This next show, not downtown, but I know you're excited about it. Actually, so you know what? Since we're talking about America's Got Talent, let's skip ahead. There's another America's Got Talent person who's going to be opening a show. His name is Ryan Stock. He has a show opening at Hooters on September 15th. This is from Mike Weatherford of the Review Journal. They haven't announced the official details. Hooters hasn't, but Ryan Stock has confirmed it, and it's, you know, it's coming. He's known as a comedy daredevil. I watched some video of his act. He does stunt-based magic, so think fire breathing, sword swallowing. He became well known thanks,
sword swallowing,
if you know what I'm saying. He became kind of well known for a viral video recently where his assistant Amber shot, this is on America's Got Talent, shot a flaming arrow at him.
Mm-hmm.
First he like deep-throated the target. It was like a plunger with a target on the end. So he stuck that down his throat. Turned his head, so he had the target in his mouth. It was not that big, like 6 inches wide. I don't know how deep it was, but the target was like 6 inches. And then she shot a flaming arrow at it, and she missed and shot him in the neck. Yeah, so you can see that online if you want. But he kind of became known for that, and apparently, even though it wasn't necessarily...
Even though it didn't go the way he planned.
Apparently, people know who he is because of that. So he'll be performing at Hooters starting September 15th. You can check him out soon. So a couple other new shows we've discussed in the past. Magic Mike Live, which is Greasy Men... Greasy men everywhere dancing and shaking their wieners.
But if you follow them on Facebook,
as you do,
they're not painful to look at all.
Well, I would hope not. You don't want to get a bunch of guys like me up there greasing up and dancing. That would be horrible.
You're so not painful to look at.
I appreciate that they have someone who's fit and svelte that's going to be fulfilling that job requirement. That show is coming to the Hard Rock soon. Now, here's what's surprising. Tickets are already on sale, and the thing doesn't open until March. That's like, what? I'm not good at math. What is that, six, 7 months away?
Six.
Seven. Six, seven. Okay, anyway, it's a long time away, and they're already selling tickets for it. That's surprising to me. And they haven't really announced that many details of what it's going to entail. But they're calling the space that's being held, which I know they're remodeling the space. It's going to be called... Club Demina, apparently. I don't know if that's a reference to the movie. Do you have any idea, having seen one of the movies?
I don't remember.
All right. Well,
I wasn't focusing on the name of the club, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you are saying. They're going to be doing two shows nightly, Wednesday through Sunday. Tickets are $45 and up, depending on how close to the hunky men that you want to sit. They may be as much as $127, so... Ticketmaster is selling them already, if you're interested in seeing that. It seems like it would be kind of a long ways out to be purchasing tickets.
Yeah.
For a show like this. Normally, you know, Vegas shows, headliners you might buy, but this is, I don't know. It seems weird they're selling tickets this early.
Mm-hmm.
I have no theory on why that might be. Another new show.
I just hope they keep up their promotional materials, that's all.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself on the internet. That's what the internet's all about, is...
Mm-hmm.
Looking at attractive people half naked or more.
That's why it was invented, really.
I think so. There's another new show that we discussed several weeks ago that is opening this week at Tropicana called Cherry Boom Boom. We discussed this on show 552 before it was officially announced. There's more detail about what the show is. I get the feeling from watching their promo video and stuff, it's kind of like a fantasy at Luxor. Where it's like sexy lady dancers.
Sexy dancer.
Yeah, they've got pumping music and pumping ladies. Well, maybe not. It's like a strip club where they're not fully stripping. That's what it is.
What do you mean by pumping ladies?
I don't know. It just sounded good at the time.
I mean, I know you like the new mom boobs, but do you want to see that?
Naked new mom boobs?
But the pumping.
Oh, not that kind of pumping. No, I don't want to. No. Did I ever tell the story on the show about my former coworker who was extracting milk in her office, and I used to stand outside the door and make noises?
You have now.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing I never found myself in the HR office, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, anyway, September 8th, Cherry Boom Boom at Tropicana. The official description is that it features 12 dancers, specialty acts, and aerialists called boomettes. I'm kind of interested in the boomettes. Just based on the name. That's appealing to me.
I'm kind of interested in it based on the aerial history at Tropicana.
Well, there's that.
Remember Airplay?
I remember Airplay well. I don't think the Airplay dancers will be anything, or dancers, the Airplay aerialists will be anything like the boomettes. Because I think the Airplay aerialists, if I remember correctly, were probably closer to what you're going to see in Magic Mike Live.
Yes.
They also have live musicians and some comedy, and so it's kind of a variety show, but probably mostly dancing ladies, and they're going to be dancing to popular rock songs by AC/DC, Kid Rock, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that's coming. Oh, and they might occasionally have surprise guests. Who would that be?
I don't know.
You know who it's going to be? On the promo video, they had testimonials already, and one of them was from Carmen Electra.
Oh,
so I'm guessing she'll end up doing this at some point.
She'll be a special guest.
Although, frightfully, the other one was Robin Leach.
Nope, nope, nope.
So let's not do
Nobody
that.
Nobody wants to see that dancing. Mm-mm.
If you're interested in Cherry Boom Boom, 9 p.m. nightly, except for on Tuesdays, you can see the show. Tickets are $60 and up through Tropicana. Yeah.
So can we go back to the Magic Mike thing for a minute?
Why not?
As much as I enjoy the pictures, I'm not sure if I'd enjoy the actual show because, I don't know, shiny men in person creeps me out.
I bet if you went, I'm not encouraging you to go, but if you were to go.
With the right people.
With the right people. Here's the thing. Let's just bust this down real quick. If this were to happen during a VIMF type event, I would say.
Uh-huh.
I'll throw out a couple names of people that are in our listening audience that I could probably see you enjoying this show with.
Yes.
There's a certain young lady named Michaela that I could see probably
yep.
hanging out with you at this show. I don't know if she would necessarily gravitate to this on her own, but with you, I could see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, okay, let's say Michelle Castle.
Yep. Those are the two names that immediately came to
mind. There might be others too, but I'm just going to throw those out. So I suspect that with the right company, you would have a lovely time.
This is true. It's hard to not have a lovely time with those gals.
All right. What else is going on? There's going to be a beer garden.
Oh, I'm just already looking forward to the shenanigans.
I am too.
Are you looking forward to them or are you a little concerned?
There's a combination of the two. You can get off and you can get off. You can get in. You can get into your own trouble. I'll be off in another corner getting into my own trouble. We'll mm-hmm. compare notes later on.
Okay.
Everybody's happy. All right. There's going to be a beer garden apparently at Ellis Island, the always fun off strip casino that sometimes feels a little dangerous, but usually is more fun than danger in reality. If you haven't been there, it's behind Bally's on Colville. It's a fun little dumpy dive bar-y casino. And they posted something on Facebook that alluded to a new beer garden coming in 2017. Now, it doesn't strike me as a place where it would be that atmospheric to drink outside at Ellis Island.
No.
Colville's not exactly like... They might do this in such a way that it's a lot of fun and great, but I have a feeling like you're sitting on Colville, like exhaust fumes and like crazy people. Well, I guess it would be like Fremont Street, except for the exhaust fumes. A lot of crazy people walking by. I don't know. We'll see what this looks like in reality when they build it. But at first I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to drink outside at Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get over there, I kind of feel like I need to be in the safe indoors because it always feels a little, somebody
a little
might,
sketchy.
Somebody might just show up with a knife at any moment. I don't know why I always say that, but it's only a block off the strip. But I don't know, maybe it's because there's always like a lot of garbage strewn about. The area is not well kept.
Hmm.
I don't know. It doesn't feel safe to me. So anyway, if you like Ellis Island, and I know a lot of people do, you have a beer garden to look forward to. And they have great beer. They make their own beer.
They do have very good beer.
Very, very good. Super cheap, too. All right, Neonopolis, downtown Las Vegas, the shittiest mall in America. That should be the name of it. There's a place for fun in your life at the shitty mall of America, Neonopolis. They are bringing in some new retailers and restaurants and whatever, supposedly. We talked about that a few weeks ago. They have officially signed a deal to open two new esports spaces. Of course, we've discussed esports because Downtown Grand is one of the places that hosts those events. They're going to use some of the former movie theater / Crave nightclub space on the third floor for these two venues. One space will be used as an arena, and the other will be a dual-purpose space for video game matches as well as a studio for streaming live events, apparently. So they're going to have 400 to 500 seats. It's going to be open by the end of the year. With the addition of this new outlet, I don't know what you'd call it, this new thing at Neonopolis, they will be 38% full. Well done.
Ooh,
well
wow.
done, shitty mall of America. That's what we're calling it from now on. The shitty mall of America. I like that name for it. I'm glad I just came up with it on the spot here. That's why I've said it six times in the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's Neonopolis. If you're a fan of esports, you have that to look forward to. And finally, there's a new restaurant coming to the Link, according to Vegas 7, called Jabberitos. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
I'm not sure how I feel about this either. I think it could either be really good or really bad.
Yeah, so they serve something called sushi burritos, which obviously sushi is good.
I love sushi. I love burritos. I don't know if I love them together.
I don't think I want them together. Because sushi, you like sushi, when you think about sushi, you think like it's prepared very like artfully and delicately. And
yes, you have to study for years to be able to roll sushi.
High quality ingredients.
Yeah.
Whereas with a burrito, they're great. They taste great. But you kind of think, you know, it's a burrito. You're throwing whatever shit's in the fridge. It's rice and beans and chicken. And so I guess they're doing burritos with sushi ingredients. Sushi is more delicate and more nuanced, and burritos are just like shove this in my face food.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really all that intrigued, I guess, by I kind of am, but I think I might leave this to others to try out.
Oh yeah.
And if they say this is the most awesome thing, maybe I'll try it, but I have a hard time believing it's going to be that remarkable. Seems to me like it would be a bad version of bad sushi in burrito form.
Hmm.
Do we really need a burrito form of that's sushi?
I don't think we do.
No. All right. If anybody tries this, I think they have another location. If somebody's been there,
if it's just outstanding and phenomenal,
as with anything, let us know. Everything that I say I'm not going to try, we end up gravitating to next trip. So
right.
It's opening in December. It's being described as a quick casual fusion restaurant, whatever the fuck that means. And well, I guess I know what a fusion restaurant is. The fusion of sushi and burritos. I hate the term quick casual. I hate all those. I hate
fast
every
casual.
Restaurants come up with the dumbest fucking buzzwords. They love their buzzwords.
Oh, and you hate their buzzwords.
I know. Everything is just. That's what it is. They're trying to make themselves sound so special. You're not special. You're serving up pre-poop. Isn't that a lovely way to think about food?
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that, let's talk about our friends at Viator.
Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was the worst lead-in ever.
Yes, it was.
We love you, Viator. All right, as has been happening often lately.
That's been happening often, too.
We've been getting some very nice testimonials from you, our listeners, regarding your experiences with Viator. And I like to share them because, you know, it's somebody other than us saying how great this service is for booking your tours and attractions and tickets and all kinds of stuff to make your vacations in Las Vegas and elsewhere better. So this one comes in from Trisha and Michael from Champaign, Illinois. And they said, just wanted to let you know of a great Viator experience we had in Amsterdam this summer. Ooh, I'd like to see Amsterdam. I think that would be a lot of fun.
It is.
We booked.
I was there for a day. I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah, a day is probably enough.
A day is not enough.
Enough time to crack into the fun that is Amsterdam. All right, we booked the wine canal tour. See, I'm not even a wine drinker, but you got me there.
Because you love canals.
I love getting drunk and exploring canals. What else is there to say? We booked the wine canal tour listed on the Viator site for the first night in Amsterdam. The tour was a fantastic experience. It included unlimited wine. I'm on board. Even though I'm not a wine drinker, I'm in. You have your choice of five different types and assorted snacks. Oh, I love snacks.
I know you do.
I'm a fan of snacks. They have cheeses, breads, and nuts. I like at least two of those. It lasted 2.5 hours and was only about $60 US. It was a fantastic deal, and we all left the tour very happy. I bet you did. Unlimited booze for 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Hells yeah. And snacks.
And snacks.
That's great. We would have never even checked Viator had it not been advertised via 5Hundy, and we've used them a few times. Again, always through the link on your webpage.
Oh, thank you.
We've always been very pleased with the tours.
Good.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for using Viator, supporting our sponsor. Thanks for using the link on our page. And as always, thanks to Viator for not only being an awesome company, but also for supporting this podcast.
Especially when you have lead-ins like that.
I know. They're so great to us and been a longtime supporter and are a big part of
it. It makes me happy that people have had better vacations because of that.
I know. That's so much fun. So thank you, as always. If you're going to book something through Viator, well, you can just go to Viator.com or download their apps, or you can go to 500bymidnight.com, click on the Viator banner, and then book through Viator, and we get extra credit points if you do it that way. Thank you so much to Viator and to everybody who's been using that link and booking through them. We do appreciate it. All right. So we have, let's just do a couple phone calls this week. Let's start off with this one.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Roland from Naperville.
Hello.
Hey, Roland.
Great time listening to the chat last night, and I'm trying to catch up on all the 500s I've missed so far because there's a lot of things going on. But recently I was listening to one, and you guys mentioned how you gravitate back towards Planet Hollywood and think it's a really nice place to go and have some fun, and I completely agree. Me and my wife, Kathy, have always had a great time there. And as an example, last time we were there, we were playing $5 craps in the morning. They always seem to have $5 craps in the morning. And they had two tables open. And it was getting later in the morning, and they were kind of getting crowded. And the table that we were not playing at, the boxman raised it up to $10. And then our boxman looked at the other table and said, "No, we're not doing that. We're having a lot of fun here. We're staying at $5. And he just looked at the pit boss, and the pit boss is like, "Well, okay." And the table just had a lot more fun, and I think we were probably all betting more because the boxman's like, "No, we're staying at $5 for you guys." And we had a barrel laugh. It was a great morning playing craps that day. Great podcast, and we'll see you guys at VIMF. Bye.
All right. Glad that we'll be seeing you again.
Yes.
A repeat VIMF customer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, Planet Hollywood. I don't know why. For whatever reason, I always have a good time there. Just something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, of the Vegas malls, you seem to like Miracle Mile Shops.
It's convenient.
Yes. And it's not inaccessible
mm-hmm.
to the average human being in terms of like the prices. It's not like you're walking through the Bellagio shops or something. You can actually afford to buy things there if you're of normal means.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for that
reminds
call.
Me, I need to go to Sephora soon.
Do you really need to?
No.
No, I didn't think so. All right. Next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's John from Toronto again.
Hello, John.
I just wanted to thank you for all you do. And I was on a 4-day trip to Vegas, stayed 3 days at the Flamingo and one at the Golden Nugget the second week of August. A couple points I'd like to share with some other listeners. They were of interest to me. Number one, the Flamingo, I'm not getting any comps, so I was able to get rooms for $30 a night, and they were clean. The location is great, so I know everybody, a lot of people chirp on the Flamingo, but for functionality on a solo trip, it was really good. Only one issue is that the gap between the adjoining room doors allows light under and therefore noise, and two of the evenings I had some clearly German neighbors, and it sounded like there was a German porn movie shoot in the next room, and I don't know who Hans was or whatever his name was, but clearly, well done, my friend. Well done.
Wow.
Another point that has been raised a couple times.
We've had that a couple times. You got the noisy neighbors going at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily bother me so much. I'd rather have that than having like just general like.
Just general loudness.
Laughing and carrying on noise.
Yeah.
Because at least it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any, I guess, solution to it. And I found an answer. Staying at the Flamingo, the pool is fantastic. It's fun if you like a lively pool. Having said that, I wanted to try Caesar's pool, but I didn't want to pay another $150 a night to stay there. So I checked with the concierge, and I went over to Caesar's on the advice of the concierge at the Flamingo, got in there for a $10 fee all day. So I literally didn't need to stay at Caesars to use their pool, nor does anybody who is using a similar resort. I was told as well that all the other resorts would be free to use. You have to bring an ID and your room key. At that point, you can bounce from property to property. So if you're planning a trip and pools are important to you like they are to me, you can try it before you go. Another thing, based on people talking about it, I did try Parasol Down, and I saw the talking frog on the water wall. And really, I should have just YouTubed it. I paid for two overpriced drinks and saw a talking frog. Should have missed it, but that's life. One last thing of note, people have talked about it, but Mon Ami Gabby in the morning, early morning, because I'm on the East Coast time, is an absolutely fantastic thing to do. You end up watching the hookers go to bed, the club kids wander out of whatever room they spent the night in, and various exercise people being healthy while you're eating crepes and drinking coffee and trying to get over the night before. So it's a lot of fun. anyway, I appreciate all you do for us and the listeners, and I appreciate the happy hints, and I hope I'm giving back. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. Actually, we're going to hear from John again with a quick follow-up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is John from Toronto, and I forgot to tell you something from my second week of August solo trip. Everybody agrees that the little stand of stores and crap outside the front of Bally's is pretty much a waste of time. Having said that, there will be a guy right on the strip handing out cards, 2-for-1 beers, 2-for-1 drinks, $6 for beers, and I think it's $10 for mixed drinks, for the fuel bar. The fuel bar is at the back of those Bally's shops. In fact, it's right in front of Wahlburgers. It's a tiny little bar. You'd walk right by it without thinking, a little horseshoe bar. Trust me when I tell you, get the ticket from the guy, go back, get a couple drinks, and sit there for at least 10 minutes, and you'll see a great flair bar show. And I agree with you, Tim, sometimes you don't want to see that. But these guys are entertaining, and they seem to get who's desperately thirsty and who wants a show. And they will get the whole crowd involved. Really, really worth a 10, 20 minute, half hour stop. I'm just telling you. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. And my enjoyment of flair bartending is directly related to the amount of alcohol I have in my system and whether or not the drink in front of me is full.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to drink immediately, I don't have time for the flippy shit. If I have a drink with me, I'm entertained by it. It's thoroughly enjoyable. So, yeah. Yeah, maybe sometime we'll check that out. I doubt it. Just location, I suspect. I don't know. I'm never drawn. I will forget about it, most likely. I'm not drawn to the Grand Bazaar shops, obviously. Although if someone were to hand me a ticket with a 2-for-1, I might be inclined to hop back there. So, yeah, we'll see. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know where we'll end up. All right. This week's listener purchase of the week. A legendary item here on 500 by Midnight, something that you're a big fan of and that we've talked about many times. Someone used our Amazon link to buy themselves, to treat themselves, I would say, to a Toto washlet.
Oh.
The Toto washlet, for those of you who are not longtime listeners of this show or who are not familiar with that device, is a super high-tech, fancy, I won't use the rest of the term, toilet seat. It's a bidet toilet seat. It will cleanse you and change your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate somebody using our Amazon link to buy themselves that lovely device, ensuring that they are always clean and refreshed and most likely happy. All right. If you are going to buy something on Amazon.com, please use the link at 500bymidnight.com. Click on that before adding things to your cart. We will get a small percentage of your purchase without you spending any additional money. It's a really easy way to support the podcast. And as part of the Amazon affiliate program, it's a good thing for us. We'll just say that. So thank you for everybody who's been using that. We do appreciate it. It's awesome. So thank you for that. All right. Other things that are awesome are our listeners who like to make karma donations. I've said it before. I don't necessarily believe in this whole karma nonsense, but at some point somebody decided to call this a karma donation and it seems to have stuck. And I'm down with it, I guess. All right. So this week's karma donations. Matt staying at Cosmo over Labor Day weekend for the first time, seeking good karma on video poker, craps, and blackjack. Said he loves the show and the tips from the Facebook community.
Hey.
Have a great time,
thank
Matt.
You.
I hope you're enjoying
good
your
luck.
Weekend. Enjoy. I'm skipping that first line because I forgot to take that off from last week. In case you were about to tell me.
No. It looked familiar, so that's, I thought, yeah.
All right, Charles, Labor Day. A lot of people there for Labor Day weekend. Ooh. Charles, Labor Day trip karma donation. This is for the Vimp Fireball Fund.
Oh.
Are we going to be doing any fireball shots during our
we'll
event?
We'll see.
I suspect we
will.
See. Chris, with a karma / Frank Turner ticket / thanks for the hard work donation. Oh, it's always good to hear that we have Frank Turner fans in our
yes.
audience. One of our favorite musicians. He's going to be in Las Vegas September 6th through the 13th, taking his girlfriend for the first time to make sure they're truly compatible. Oh, I like that test. I love that test, actually. Got to make sure that she's down with Las Vegas before you go too far in the relationship. Well done, sir. Have a great time, Chris. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. Have fun.
Dan, who's in Daniel, who's in Las Vegas right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Hope you're having a good time. I know he's been posting on the Facebook group.
Cool.
Kate with a Karma donation for a trip September 5th through the 9th at Encore.
Thank you.
Well, you're staying at Encore. I know you're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, Monica and Leo with a Karma donation for a September 8th trip to Las Vegas to see Wanda Sykes at TI.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, she's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself.
Have a great time. Thank you all so much for your support of the podcast. We do appreciate it. Finally, I've got a book. You've heard about it. It's The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. If you like this show, if you like Las Vegas, I think you'll like the book. You can find out about it at LasVegasOutsidersBook.com. Anything else for the good of the cause before we get out of here?
I got nothing.
All right. 500bymidnight.com is the place to find links and show notes and stuff. 500@gmail.com is the place to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. We're getting to be at that time where I start begging people to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions just in case we don't have a lot to talk about at VIMF, which we always do. But I'm paranoid. I like to have more.
You like to have a plan. Yeah, I like to have backup.
Backup material. So if you have any Dear Tim and Michelle questions.
You don't want to hear him just randomly go off on various food items and restaurants.
Some people do like hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't live with me, though. They don't have to hear about it all the time. All right. So 500@gmail.com is the email address for Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us both on Twitter. I'm 500. I'm the guy who's spending the entire weekend harassing businesses on Twitter who don't know what the holiday is tomorrow. And, of course, she is Anita Martini. Last but not least, our voicemail line, 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear your reviews, your experiences in Las Vegas. Give us a call anytime, day or night. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We will be back soon with another show. And until then, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.